with another episode of Mega Man Special, where we talk about the Mega Man series leading up to the release of Mega Man 11 coming out on October 2nd.
And there are enough games that we can do that.
Yeah. And like, do you want to go beyond the Mega Man series or just stick to the classic series?
Well, no, we can talk about a lot of them. I just, when we start talking about like Mega Man Star Force, I never played any of those, so I would have no idea.
Well, maybe once we get into the Battle Network games, I can just mention it as a side, because I've only played part of the second game, and I've not even touched the third game of Star Force.
I played the first Battle Network game, and I liked it, but then they started doing the dual versions, you know, and I hate that. So I'm like, eh.
But, anyways, we're going to be talking about Mega Man's 4 through 6, as well as the complete works of 1 through 6, which were only released in Japan, but sort of solo release of sorts on the the Mega Man Anniversary Collection, which we can also talk about. But Mega Man 4 is the fourth game in the series to be released. But
and I wish Dave was here, because this is the game that he really loves, and most people hate this one. So
also, as an aside, Mega Man 2 was the first game in the series to include a subtitle with its release in Japan, and I think it was called The Riddle of Dr. Wily. I forget what the third game was, but in this one it says it's a new ambition.
Wow, I didn't know that.
And I would say that that's a good marker for where in the series that the storyline was going to have a heavy focus on for the next three games. I feel like at this point Dr. Wily's given up on world domination, and now he's just obsessed with getting revenge on Mega Man. Because I guess he realized that, well, I need to get Mega Man out of the way, otherwise I'll never conquer the world.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it.
So in this game, he devises a plan to basically kidnap the daughter of another scientist that Dr. Light knows to get him to build robots for him, because apparently the money that Dr. Wily had to make Robot Masters is kind of non-existent anymore. So he's resorting to this.
Well, I'd imagine the banks probably shut him down. Like, yeah. No, you're doing illegal activity. You're trying to conquer the world stuff. No, our government says no.
This does face a dilemma for, like, what happens later, because, like, how's he get the money for all of his other fortresses in the next several games? I mean, they sort of address it in Mega Man 9, but they don't address any of the situations leading up to 9. The only thing I can think of is maybe, possibly, that after Mega Man 4, they're in a non-linear timeline where they're just games that take place in a span of set of years, and they can just jump around if they want to.
I was thinking more like, you know how in 7 he had Robot Masters hidden and waiting? I'm thinking he has a hidden vault somewhere.
Yeah, well, that doesn't explain all of his different castles.
No, I'm saying money-wise. Like, he has a hidden vault of money.
Oh, it's like Scrooge McDuck. He's got a big money pin somewhere.
Exactly.
I wonder if he swims in it.
Oh my god, that'd be amazing. We need a gif of him swimming in money now.
It's like he made a bunch of patents, but he was working with Dr. Light, made a fortune off of it, hid it somewhere. Or he's got a Swiss bank account that he gets to.
Yeah, it's something like that. He's got hidden money, because you know all bad guys do that kind of thing. They don't keep all their money in one spot. They know better.
Other than that, he just roots through junkyards, and then he finds stuff, and he fixes it up so that it works well.
Well, there is he does do that with a few robots. Some of his robots are from junk. Junkman? I'm just kidding. Junkman, Dustman.
One robot. Junkman and Dustman probably were found the same day.
Two for one sale at the junkyard. He goes in and the guy greets him every time. Hey, Wily, how you doing? It's Dr. Wily! I could see him being anal about that.
I think the funniest thing about Kalinka's design, who's Dr. Kozak's daughter, is that she's basically a slightly altered role sprite.
And it's noticeable, too.
Because they threw a babushka on her. Is that what those hats are called? On her head?
I do not know.
Anyways,
I know, but it's the traditional Russian hat you're referring to. Yeah. So for people who don't understand what I'm saying.
Plus coat.
Yeah. But I mean, it looks like a roll and basically a Russian hat and a coat. It's like, oh.
Anyways.
Wait, are you sure that's not just roll?
It's like, it's the first game that in a trend that would continue until present day where they, well, up until 9 and 10 were, and, well, actually, I guess that would include 8 in, as well, because they don't really do it in 7. Instead of that, they did a different format where they just let you fight 4 and then another 4 after another, like, after an intermediary stage.
Yeah.
But they made the levels bigger, so they kind of had to cut down on the second castle thing.
But yeah, the levels in the once you get to Super Nintendo and PlayStation and stuff, those levels got a lot bigger.
Or they were just doing a lot more interesting things like FMV or like just different types of techniques for sprites that would eat up RAM. And...
Yeah.
But, like, this is also the first game to introduce the chargeable Mega Buster shot.
I know, the arm cannon retired, not something
that. Also, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't he have somewhat of a recoil when he shot it in this version? It's the only version of the game that happens.
I think so. That's like a slight recoil of it, but that's it.
I think there might have been a recoil in 6 with the rush adapter plug-in, though. When you charge
Which one? The punch one?
Yeah. Super when you punch? Jump oh. in the only when you jump in the air though. I think when you're on the ground, you stay grounded.
Okay. See, I'm not familiar with that, but yeah, there is like a little bit of a push with the Mega Buster.
It's also extremely narrow, and that's something they kind of fixed because I guess they realized people were having a hard time hitting people with the charge shot.
Yeah.
So they made it wider.
And made it look way cooler. Because it was kind of a little wimpy in that one, you know.
Not wider horizontally. I mean, vertically, it was. This one's vertical. The other one's horizontal.
Well, I think everybody knows because we're talking about a 2D side-scrolling game. So I'd hope they weren't imagining like, how can you tell if it's wider?
But they gave the 4-style shot to Proto Man in 9 and 10. But they gave him that. It also is shot lower because he kind of shoots it from the hip. So you have to kind of aim more accurately when you want to get a shot off.
You also have to avoid all obstacles because he takes so much fucking damage.
Unless you play on the Legacy Collection's armor, turn on the armor option that basically just lets him take the same amount of hits that Mayman would.
Oh, well, that'd be nice.
It makes, like, 7 through 10 easier, because it lets you take less damage.
Shit, those would be a lot easier, exactly, because you got the charge shot and the shield. Mega Man has neither of those.
Mm-hmm. He also has the ability to slide.
Yeah, they both do.
It's like, that's one thing Mega Man should have kept in Mega Man 9 and 10, but whatever.
I don't understand why they got rid of the Mega Buster and just went back to Arm Cannon.
But actually,
did they want it to be
technically,
like
two? Technically, it is the Mega Buster, but it just shoots the lemon shots. But no, now we can charge it.
Right. I've never heard them called lemon shots before.
Yes, some people say that.
It is accurate.
But in Contra, they called the basic gun the pea shooter.
Yeah, that I've heard. I've heard the pea shooter, but I've never heard...
I mean, sure, those bullets are tiny, but a literal pea shooter or a lemon gun?
I've never heard that before. I mean, but it's accurate, because every one of his shots looks like a lemon. God damn it, now I'm going to stop thinking that.
It's also about as strong as a lemon.
Oh, especially when you get into like mini boss fights, which is something that they started adding in 7, I guess.
Mm.
I mean, because the mini boss, because there are like, I guess
there are the bigger monsters, but they just took more hits than usual, and they were usually obstacles. But like, they made actually a whole presentation of them in 8, especially.
Yeah,
it's like they were the gateway to the checkpoint.
Yeah, and those fuckers need charge shots, because Jesus Christ.
Rather, not the checkpoint, but, like, the mid-level checkpoint, where, like, the levels were split into basically two levels.
Yeah.
Because, like, you could continue from that point if you game overed.
Yeah, and that's something they continue in Mega Man X. Or actually, X came out before 8.
It's something they started doing in X4.
Or X4, yeah. PlayStation games.
Unless you count X8, where, like, basically you don't have lives so much as you have tries. And if you lose all of them, you game over and have to continue.
Well, you can continue, which is something that I love. I wish the more game or more of the Mega Man games had.
The only problem with 8 is that, like, you don't, there's, like, I think there's only, you can only increase it up to 5 tries, and that was with, like, buying a force metal that lets you do that. Otherwise, it's 3. Or maybe it's, like, 5 if you play on easy, and then 3 otherwise.
I don't know.
How it worked out, but they made it more like Mega Man 0, 1, so for whatever reason. Nobody liked that, which is why they removed that in 0-2 onward. So it was kind of a weird move on their part to even go back to that. But
yeah,
it's one of 8's flaws.
Yeah, well, we're not talking about 8. We're going to get the 8.
Yeah.
8. Anyway, back to 4, which is universally, and I've never understood this because I like 4 myself, but universally 4 is like the one that's most hated.
Hmm.
And I've never understood that, because it's just for people it was just more of the same, or what? I don't know what it was. But I thought it was like, hey, they updated
it. Did they hate the charge shot or something? Is that why?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe that's why they went back to, or got rid of it in 9 and 10, you know?
Also, they kept Rush Coil and Rush Jet, but they added these two other items that you could use called the wire adapter, which let you clean the ceiling, and it was kind of like a rush coil.
Yeah.
Only you could stick to the ceiling and then attack from there. Or jump
off. You could sit there and shoot at things from that. It was.
It wasn't really all that useful. But there was also the balloon thing if you felt like rush coil wasn't enough.
The balloon thing. Yeah. And the rush marine, never seen again. And then 5, again, had a rush coil and a rush jet, a different type of rush jet. Again, they keep changing the rush jet. Mm-hmm. And every one, it's different. It's irritating. Of course, we talked about Mega Man 3 had the best rush jet.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention in Mega Man 2 there were power-ups, too, that were introduced. Like, the items that, like, one of them was a jet, which would later become the rush jet, only it was much more easily controlled. Until they changed it in 5, where they made it on rails, basically. But at least it wasn't going nearly as fast as that other one. But then there's a thing that climbed on the walls, which was basically a precursor to the coil. Only it was less dangerous than the coil, because if you use the coil on a water level and there's spikes there, you're probably dying. Because you can't control the strength of that jump once you jump on that thing.
Yeah, it's either full power or low power. There's one or the other.
But,
which one was it? 5, where the rush coil jumped a little bit too?
No, in 5, instead of it being like a spring, he'd just jump up for you.
Yeah, I really hated that one.
Yeah.
That's my least favorite rush coil.
Thankfully, it was. There weren't very many areas in 5 that would have been necessary to even use them most of the time.
Yeah.
I usually used it to pick up, a beat letter or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, and beat, nobody ever used beat either. Yeah.
Beat's actually pretty useful in 5.
Oh, wait, that's the one where he pulls you out of the hole if you die in it. I'm thinking of,
Actually, that was 7 that he started doing that.
7's when he did that? Okay. Yeah, I don't know. So he was just an attacker in 5. I just never liked that.
In 5, use him to fight Dr. Wily. He'll just hone in on him and damage him like crazy, and you could just.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Use him like
I forgot
the battle.
I just forgot that was.
The sit there and let him do all the work.
Yeah.
Just jumping whenever he starts an attack up, but anyways, this game had some interesting robot designs, like Toadman, who was pathetically easy.
One of my favorite robot masters, though, because he's fucking hilarious.
Because when you shoot him, he basically starts dancing.
Yeah, he does the Homer dance. I mean, how fucking funny is that? Come on, dude. Gotta love that shit.
Then there's Brightman, who is a much better version of Flashman. Like, at least his weapon is that you get from him.
But his design's better, too. Like, he's got that cool light bulb on his head and stuff. Like, they really just, they thought him out, where it just feels like Flashman, they didn't really...
And Fairman, who has a cool level.
Yeah.
It's like, even though I hate the Ruby Spears Megaman cartoon, I'm sorry to bring it up again, but... Oh yeah, we'll talk. I want to talk about the Fully Charged episodes that I watched later after this, but...
Yeah, should we maybe wait until we do, like, the... just have one episode dedicated to the cartoons?
Maybe. Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Because, like, I don't know if you watched the OVAs, the Megaman OVAs, the Wish Upon the Star and the other one.
Uh-uh.
Maybe you could track them down on YouTube. I'm sure you can find them. Just type in Megaman OVA.
Yeah, I'll do that later.
But, we could talk about all the cartoons then. But, plus, I'll probably mention how the first episode experience I had on RP Grinders on Friday, but... By the time you read this, they'll probably, or listen to this, they'll probably, will be past Friday, but that's okay. Then there's Ringman, whose weapon is, like, super powerful.
Yeah.
It's short range, but it basically destroys anything it touches.
Yeah. Another coolly designed robot. Like, that's one of the things, like, I never understood why people would hate 4. 4 is when they really started upping the design of the robots, I think.
It's all levels also, interestingly. Like, because, like, those platforms were just bizarre. They would, like, vanish, and you'd have to, like, jump off of it quickly enough, and then it'd reappear. And then the other ones that worked the other way. And then there was Dustman.
Who they got at the junkyard with Junkman.
Yeah. And Dust Shield, that's what he does as weapon.
He's got one of the coolest theme, one of the coolest music themes in any of the Mega Man games.
I'm thinking of Skull Shield. You use Dustman's weapon on Skullman.
Right. Skullman, another great design character. But on Dustman's stage, I love that music. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah. And then there's Dive Man, who shoots torpedoes at you. Pretty basic, but torpedoes are pretty strong. Mm-hmm. And then there's Drill Man, which... led to a the ground man, who has a much better drill weapon, because you can split it off into 4 different pieces. But, ground man's, like, in a game that we're going to talk about next episode, probably.
Right.
But, anyways, after you take care of those guys, then you have to go to Dr. Cossack's castle. And, or rather, Citadel, because it looks like a citadel. But,
I'm pretty sure it is called Citadel in the book.
And it is Russian-themed, and there's snow on the outside, because you have to work your way in. And movement is restricted in the first level until you get out of there and start climbing the tower.
Okay, here's something I've never understood. Mega Man teleports into every level. Why can't he just teleport right to the fucking castle? Why does he have to start outside?
I'm beginning to think that it's because it's imprecise or because there's a jamming signal beyond that point.
Hmm. Okay, that's a reasonable explanation.
Because if he could teleport wherever he wants, he could just teleport the final level, and we wouldn't have a game. So,
because Wily hides his castle, so he has to do it with technology. So I imagine they need to have technology to kind of block his teleporter too. Yeah, that does make a lot of sense, actually.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, after he defeats Dr. Cossack, Protoman teleports in with Kalinka, having rescued her. Tells Mega Man to stop fighting because there's no point in fighting anymore. And that's when Dr. Wily shows up. And I think this is like a Mega Man game, the first Mega Man game in a while to have a bad typo. where Dr. Wily, I think, actually says, "Damn you." But it looks like it says, "Damned Mega Man" or something like that.
I don't remember that.
Or maybe it was the word "failed." Something was typoed. And it was pretty funny. So, like, he runs off and goes to his castle where you have to fight his levels to get the Wily, where you have to use the Pheromone's weapon to defeat him. And technically, while you shoot Pheromone's weapon in any of the 8 directions, the best way to use his weapon is just to charge it up, and it'll get big, and Dr. Wily typically will teleport directly ahead of you, because you can't see where he is, because he's in complete darkness, and he just randomly teleports to different spots, and he's only there for a few brief seconds, so that's the best way to just destroy him. And, and then Mega Man, instead of walking home like he did in Mega Man 2 and 3, I guess, only I think they cut 3 short because they realized him walking home not that long was something they already did. So he takes the train this time. And the ending credits song is probably one of the better ones because it's so melancholy.
See, I prefer the... I usually prefer the upbeat ones myself. But, that kind of brings us to 5.
5? It's basically the same kind of plot, only now, like, having failed to...
Yeah, Dr. Wily's decided from, I guess, from 4 on to just start framing others for his crimes.
Yeah. Or, like, it's like, okay, so kidnapping someone else to make robots for me to have them destroy Mega Man, because clearly I'm not good enough to defeat Mega Man. Maybe someone else is. Instead decides to pit Mega Man's allies against each other by making a fake rogue Proto Man. Spoilers. Of course it's fake.
Uh-oh, it turns out to be Dark Man. Oh.
Yeah.
See? Spoiler. Sorry. Didn't mean to say that loud. Yeah. They frame Proto Man. That didn't make me very happy. You don't frame Proto Man, dude.
But, anyways, the Proto Man levels are pretty cool, and the Proto Man level music is pretty cool.
That's my favorite end theme. The music they play when you're fighting Dr. Wily.
Mm-hmm.
I love that theme. But we should get back to, before we get to that, we should get back to the, Robot Masters. We
skipped all the way. Yeah, the Robot Masters, like we said, the first, I don't want to mention Rush, because, like, yeah, the Coil Jet and Marine Moons are all in this game. So, like, yeah, they brought Marine back, but he's, like Mega Man 3, not all that useful. There's, like, only one part of one Wily level where it's actually useful. But, and maybe some parts of, let's see, Wave Man's level. No, actually, you use something else there. But
I was gonna say, don't you get a jet ski, or one of those like a jet ski type thing in Wave Man Stage?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
No wait, I'm still looking at Mega Man 4's article. Marine was in that game, but like I said, it's probably only good in Dive Man's level. But I didn't need it in Dive Man's level. But maybe navigate some of the spikes, but that's it. But
I think they put it in for kind of newbies, maybe people who suck, people like me. Just saying.
Yeah, it's been a while since I played 4, so forgive me. But the Robot Masters and there's no Marine mode in for Rush and 5. It's just the Coil and the Jet, but that's all you really need. But they did add, like we mentioned earlier, they added Beat, and you have to collect the letters that spell out Mega Man 5 or Rock Man 5, depending on what version of the game you played. But,
same amount of letters.
So, yeah. But, what Beat would do is that he'd basically home in on the nearest enemy. And, like I mentioned earlier, that's the best weapon to use against the final version of Wily, even though he technically has another weakness that you can use. Because you can just sit there and let him just attack Dr. Wily, and he will attack Dr. Wily, and I think it interrupts his attacks for the most part. Unless he's kind of slow to get to Dr. Wily, it's going to either stop his attack or it'll let it loose slow enough that you can just get out of the way. But, the Robot Masters are Starman, who's got a level where the gravity is all messed up, but that leads us to Gravity Man, where the gravity switches from
That's a cool stage.
Being upside down or right side up.
That's a really cool stage.
Yeah. But also in Starman's Elvie, you have to watch out for falling. I guess meteorites.
Shooting stars, falling stars, basically.
I don't know if they're meteorites, because meteorites are still pretty big. They're more like the dispersing particles of a comet. But there's also Gyro-Man, which has a very unique level because there's an elevator part of that level where you have to dodge spikes, and I keep wanting to know whether or not the top of the level is moving, or the bottom part is.
I've never really paid that much attention to it. Yeah, that spike moving thing become like a trend in every Mega Man X game.
But then there was Stone Man, who's got a few hidden areas in that level, but you need a special weapon to make the most of that, because I think you need Charge Man's weapon.
Well, and Charge Man's a really cool design character, but Stone Man has the weirdest attack.
Yeah.
Of all robot masters in every game, like, his attack is probably the weirdest.
It's kind of like a shield, but, like, it just shoots out three stones that slowly rotate outwards. It's kind of hard to hit anything
with
them.
Slowly. They kind of go out fast, don't they? Is it slowly?
It starts off like
it slow. Starts off slow and gets fast. That's what it is, yeah. And then, it's hard to hit anything.
Also, he'll collapse, and he's invulnerable in that state.
Yeah.
But, and there's Crystal Man, whose level is actually kind of tricky. And, you can fire a crystal that ricochets off the walls.
I think his stage is the hardest of all.
It'll hit a wall, and then it'll split into, like, four pieces, and then they'll bounce across the wall for a while. But if you use a crystal, I think even the fragments of the crystal eye will still do the same damage as a full shot will. But it's kind of hard to hit anything with the smaller ones.
Yeah.
And like I said, there's Charge Man, who's a train dude. it's interesting to have a level that takes place entirely on a train.
I like him. I like how he's
that
designed.
That idea would be reused in Slash Leo's stage and Grizzly Slash's stage.
He'd be the nemesis of Frank, basically. Mm. Charge Man. Yeah, and his attack is
Charge Kick.
It sort of reminds me of like the top spin.
It's like let's
take some damage when
you
do it.
Let's take the slide move, but let's have it just attack things.
Yeah, but it's risky because you usually take damage when you do it if you don't do it perfectly, just like with the top spin. Mm-hmm. Which, you know what, the top spin, that's probably worse even than Stone
that
Man.
That weapon's actually a pretty good weapon to use a lot, but it's that most people don't understand how it works, so they don't use it.
I guess
it's one of those hard to learn, but like. Once you learn how to use it, it's, like, really good weapon.
Okay, you're probably right.
It's so, like, you're not supposed to, like, run into the enemy. You're supposed to be, like, slightly a jar of them to do the most damage. Because the idea is that a spin is supposed to hurt the enemy.
Hmm.
But,
They should have probably made it more visual, then, as far as, like, seeing the spin effects themselves.
Maybe expand the hitbox a little bit more.
Yeah.
But, Napalm Man, which shoots napalm grenades, which travel on the ground really slowly, and they're pretty much only good for enemies right directly below you, or, the actual boss that's supposed to be used against Stone Man.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think it does not get around him when he's crumpled up, but usually you could fire it off, and it'll attack him.
Mm-hmm.
But, then there's Wave Man. Who starts a trend in the Mega Man series that I've never truly enjoyed because those levels were never really well designed afterwards. Because you jump into a vehicle of some kind, and then the game would become an auto scroller shmup of sorts. They did this concept in X2 and then X4,
It's brutal in 5.
And then, and then X7, which is the absolute worst offender. And then there's X8, which the entire level, to like two entire levels, are basically just these. Although in X8, they kind of make it like a top-down view, and it's even worse. But at least it's not X7's level, where you're fighting that warthog.
Don't bring up the nightmares.
Oh, the nightmares in X6, we're going to talk about that eventually. But that's a different game. Anyways, that'd be X5, really. But that leads us to Mega Man 6, which is the first and only Mega Man game to be published by Nintendo in North America. It wasn't even released in Europe, which is weird.
I didn't know that.
Europe wouldn't be able to play this game until it got put on the anniversary collection.
Oh, they waited forever for that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Europe.
Then again, the gaming scene was a lot more savvy there, so there was probably a lot more import source, so people probably just imported it. Mm. But,
they had the money for it. Not cheap.
I never did check to see if, like, when it got re-released on the Virtual Console, of whether or not Nintendo's Presents got scrapped for Capcom's. But the fanfare was still in there in the original release, but
I'm pretty sure it still ends with like the thank you for playing and, you know, the Capcom logo.
Yeah, and this is one of the two games that they used to promote the redesigned NES, which looked more like the Famicom, only, like I said like last time, they removed the ability to play it in composite mode. You can only play it with an RF switch, which is shitty.
Yeah.
But it was a top-loading machine, so that was nice.
Yeah, definitely the front loader had some problems.
But, anyways, the story of Mega Man 6 is, I'm Dr. Wily, but I'm going to pretend to be this guy named Mr. X by hosting this tournament, and by which I'm going to use as a recruitment scheme to get new robots for myself. And so he basically steals the 8 top robots, and now he wreaks havoc as Mr. X, and then Mega Man fights him. I think this was around the point when Dr. Wily slowly becomes deranged, ultimately leading to him becoming just supremely evil in Mega Man 8.
I'm thinking his, he probably started losing it around the third one, you know, just, or after, probably after the third one, like, oh my god, like, I've tried beating him, I've tried joining him, like, yeah, what the fuck do I have to do?
He went from being evil to just insane.
Just, I can't blame him, like, years of frustration, like, I have tried everything, like, what the fuck, man? I tried even copying him, and that didn't work.
I think maybe his Mr. X disguise might have worked better had he not looked almost exactly like himself.
Yeah.
He literally just threw shades on and made his beard bushier. He put a beard over his mustache, and he made his hair bushier.
Kind of the Superman disguise. You know, just put some, take off your glasses, and suddenly you're Superman.
But this one offers new robot masters that, like, Flame Man, whose level is Saudi Arabian themed for some reason. But you have to avoid the oil pits that could be set on fire, of course. And they'll kill you instantly. But
they do that in Nightman stage, too, don't they?
No, there's spikes everywhere in Nightman stage.
I thought there were flame pits in this stage too.
Maybe at some points, but this game also introduced the concept of fake robot masters, which means that if you don't fight the correct version, you don't get the letter. You technically still beat the boss, but you won't be able to spell out beats. They reduced it from Mega Man 5 to just beat. But you have to fight the 4 correct ones. So
So stupid.
there's like multiple routes you would take in a level, or rather two routes, but
In Centaur Man's stage, they're like right above one. It's like the right one is right underneath
yeah,
the wrong one.
there's
Like they
like
didn't even try.
there's no alternate path in that level. It's just which boss door are you gonna pick?
Yeah.
But
Just, I
his level is
really hated the
interesting because
fake
like
robot
they
idea.
his level is just interesting though because like they have the Greek mythology backdrop plus the weirdness of Gravity Man's and Dive Man's mechanics thrown together. Because you have to
Yeah.
like jump out of pools of water at the right time, and the gravity's also messed up.
Yeah. There's a there's some neat ideas in the game. Just
And then
I
there's
had the
Tomahawk Man, which is the Wild Western theme level, but
Yeah.
he looks like a First Nationer, and I can't tell how much is actually racist.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna touch Tomahawk Man. I was.
Oh yeah, he mainly attacks not by using a tomahawk, but actually by throwing the feathers on the headdress that he's wearing.
Yeah, that's right. That's
I mean, he
so
does throw his axe,
stupid.
but like he attacks primarily with the headdress.
Yeah.
And you get the tomahawk weapon, which is actually pretty good
Yeah.
because of its range, and you can aim it upwards or downwards. But I didn't know you could shoot it down for many years until I saw it in LP. It's like, oh. Then there's
Don't you hate that when you played a game for a long time and then you see somebody else doing something that is just easy and you should have known how to do, but you didn't know? Like, oh.
Windman, who sub weapon you get is, or I think that's what his name was.
What'd you say?
Windman wasn't that it? The guy that
I thought
shoots
you
a,
said.
the guy that
I thought you
shoots.
said Woodman. I'm sorry,
No,
Windman.
yeah, Windman.
Maybe. I think that's right.
Yeah, anyways, his power that you get is kind of crummy. It's just a stupid little tornado shot that
Yeah.
travels along the ground. It's really only useful for one boss, but and the boss master you're supposed to use it against. But then there's Plant Man, who has a plant shield. And that level has a lot of pits and springboards at the end.
That one's actually one of the useful weapons
Also,
you get
I
from.
think the interesting thing about that level is like they put energy pellets on the trees as a part of the background, but they were energy pellets that you could pick up. It's like that's neat.
Yeah, that was.
But and then there's Blizzard Man, which is a level that you can use Flame Man's weapon to break some ice blocks, or melt them completely. You could just shoot them out, or you can for the big ice stalactites you need the Flame Man to melt them though. But
I like that he comes out on like skates, you know.
And also the near the end of the level,
Or skis, sorry.
near the end of the level, you need to put on the rush adapter that lets you use Rush's mega punching power to get rid of some of the bigger ice blocks. But you're on top of a submarine that sinks in the ground and has spikes on the ground, so you have to get to higher ground before you go die.
Yeah.
But that actually, submarine actually showed up back in Mega Man and or Rockman Fort, Mega Man Base. But that was a neat callback too there. But am I missing anybody else? Oh, we said Nightman, but his level is obviously night themed, and he throws a mace, which is also very overpowered. It uses very little energy. It can pretty much go through a couple different types of enemy shields.
Yeah, my problem with the weapons in this game was once I got like the Rush Mega Punch, like I
Yeah.
don't really use any of the other weapons unless I'm fighting a boss.
Yeah, and most of the time you could just skip over enemies with Jet Mega Man. So
Yeah. Like that there's the two most overpowered abilities in
like
Mega
who
Man
needs Rush
history.
Coil? We could just fly over everything for a
Yeah.
short period of time.
Rush Coil, Rush Jet? Pfft, here, Rush Jet Pack. Ooh. and then Russian Mega Punch, which destroys everything. You just have to be close range.
There's actually a sub boss that you should probably use the Rust Punch against. It's got even a big target on it. It says, here, hit me with this thing. But, this is also the first game to introduce the energy balancer, which automatically refills a weapon with the lowest energy when you pick up a weapon power. You don't need to equip a weapon power to pick it up. It'll just do it for you.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
It's like, why isn't this a standard feature?
Yeah.
They did that in Mega Man X Onward, I think.
Yeah, yeah. That's definitely how it happens in the, well, at least the first four.
But, you beat those, then you go to Mr. X's level, and surprise, it's Wily, so you go to Wily's levels.
Spoiler alert!
And then you beat Wily, and then you finally arrest Wily?
Yeah.
I mean, not really. Because it's Dr. Wily, and there is a Mega Man 7. Which
well, see, that's the thing is, and he does actually get arrested, and he goes to jail, but... Wily planned out. He had it planned out. He was right. And that's what we were talking about earlier. Like he has that secret vault. Well, he has secret robot masters just waiting for him to be arrested. Something happened. Mm-hmm. War.
Oh, yeah. We forgot to mention Mega Man 3, where he technically could have died because he got all that junk thrown on top of him. And they kind of left him for dead because they assumed he was. No, I was just stuck. I had a robot come help me later. But,
I mean, he left Mega Man for... He was leaving Mega Man for dead, so... You know, turn around's fair play, right?
But, also, I think it's funny when, like, they show the newspaper article and the levers are all gibberish. What language is this? Is it a special Mega Man universe language that we're not supposed to know about?
Or it's like any cartoon, like basically when you see a book, like if you look close enough, you can see the book pages are just empty.
Mm-hmm. It's like we didn't feel like scribbling in words.
Yeah.
But anyways, I'm reading some NES-related stuff, but after these games released, like, they'd go on to make a Mega Man 7 and 8, but,
this was the last for the NES.
Yeah, but...
Or, Nintendo clarified, the NES.
But near the end of the PlayStation's life, they released Rockman Complete Works, which we're gonna talk about now, and along with the Mega Man Anniversary Collection. But the Complete Works series was basically just a re-release of the first six Mega Man games. Only, there were a number of extras including remixed music, artwork galleries, and a Navi mode to help players. The Navi mode basically would have Dr. Light pop up with info, kind of like Alias style in Mega Man X5, where she'd tell you help you how to play the game if you're new to the series. Which is much more useful in this game, because she doesn't constantly nag you, and it's optional to listen to them. And I think you actually have to turn it on.
So it's not like Zelda, look, over here, yeah. Look, no doubt, I don't want to look.
Basically, like, an icon would show up on the screen where it would be an exclamation point, and that's when you hit the select button. They'll give you the info there. But, like, it also had a time attack, like, all of them had a time attack mode. Which, if you beat certain, like, challenges, you could unlock things that could be used in conjunction with the Pocket Station, which had its own built-in minigame. Which is kind of like racing in Tamagotchi, like Robot Master, basically. And that would help you unlock things, or you could just play the challenge levels and unlock extra bonuses. Like the first three... Complete Work series didn't have much.
Hold on, I got some questions. Yeah. This Tamagotchi, like, do you start with like a little baby Cut Man? It's like Cut Baby, and you raise them up to Cut
Man.
No,
I think it's just Cut Man. I think instead of pooping, though, he just destroys like a leg or something, and you have to fix him.
Ugh, darn.
Or oil spills. Yeah, And so you'll be pissing off the floor with oil.
Like, that makes sense.
Anyways, the first three games in the Rockman Complete Works series were, they didn't have much in the way of extras. Like, I think the game also had some slight force feedback support. Matt, was it? I think that wasn't included until 4 through 6. And the remix music for 1 through 3 is questionable at best, because what they did for the most part were they used the remix music that was played in the Mega Man Power Battles and Power Fighters games. Only problem is they didn't have corresponding levels the remix music only showed up in certain levels, and even then, they weren't remixes of the levels themselves. They were remixes from other levels in the Power Pedals games that don't correspond to the Robot Master, so it was weird. They fixed this in 4 and 5 by actually doing a full remix soundtrack. Like, basically remixing tunes for the levels that didn't show up in the Power Battles and Power Fighters games.
Okay. So, basically, they half-assed it.
Yeah. And they kind of stepped up their game for their 4 through 6.
Yeah.
And, like I said, like, in 4 through 6, they also, like, let you unlock special features that could be used back in the game. Like, there was a quick charge, like, bonus item that you could equip that would decrease the time that you use for a charge shot, or an auto charge, stuff like that. But I mean,
well, that's kind of cool. So they game mods then, basically.
Yeah. Oh.
And wow, there was a lot in that. Man, God, how come we never got that?
Those features did not show up in Mega Man Anniversary Collection. The only thing that showed up were the Navi mode and the remix soundtracks. Only the remix soundtracks only showed up through 4 through 5, and not even 1 through 3, because, understandably so, the music didn't match.
Right.
But that was only in the PlayStation and Xbox versions. The GameCube version didn't even have any remix music. It just had a Navi mode.
And each of them had, like, a different extra game. Like, not only did you get the Mega Man 1 through 8, you also got... one of them had the Powers Battles.
The GameCube version had the Power Battles and the Power Fighters.
The Battle and Chase.
The PS2 version did. The GameCube version didn't have those, but they did have a making of Mega Man, like, clip, or a show, the specific episode from the G4 series called Icons. Rest in peace, G4.
Yeah.
But, which was neat, but, like, the PlayStation 2 version had the two arcade games, and the Xbox version had both of those things.
Yeah. It's so weird, that era of gaming, like, consoles had exclusive game content, which was like, okay, well, now I have to buy, like, so if I want this character, I have to buy it on this system, like, god damn it.
Yeah, one of the annoying things of the GameCube version of this game is because I think this is personal opinion of mine, but I think the GameCube controller is personally an abomination of a controller. Because it feels like it's designed exclusively for games like Smash and not action games like Mega Man, where button placement would be important. Because it made it hard to do things like jump, slide, dash, which I imagine made the X collection that released on the GameCube even harder.
I like the GameCube controller, especially the WaveBird. I love the WaveBird.
I miss having Rumble, though.
I didn't really miss it, because the WaveBird was just such an amazing controller. I
also hated having to use batteries constantly.
Yeah.
Which is something the Wii remotes did, and that annoyed me.
Unless you buy an off-market charger.
Yeah. Or you found some kind of wired mod. But anyways, the artwork galleries was interesting. That was one thing nice about the Complete Works series. But there was some kind of art gallery of a type in the anniversary collection, but it was nothing like this. But, apparently Mega Man 6 was released on Japanese mobile phones. It's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure all of them were at some point, but it's a mobile phone version. I doubt it played well.
We got all of them.
We did?
Yeah, we've got them all. They're $2.
I don't know if they're based on the Eye Mode versions, though, that released in Japan.
No, these are basically the original 6. And I've heard from, or I'm sorry, I've read from all reviews that they play and sound terribly. They're only $2 a piece, though. So
They're probably the exact same port.
they probably are. One of these days, I'm gonna go and just say it's $2 and just give one of them a try. And I'll probably choose like 6 because it's the easiest one, you know.
Also, the one thing we want to mention with Mega Man X6 is that the robot designs got. They went from interesting to bizarre.
We forgot to mention that also the hard level, like the games, Mega Man is a notoriously hard franchise.
Yeah.
The games to me got considerably easier after the third
one. Yeah, they throw in.
I think the first one's the hardest because they're just completely unfair things like the. Yellow Devil and how they lay out the bosses and
Magnet Wild Beam. And like
yeah. And then the second one is hard. It's harder. I mean, it's not as hard, I think, but it's harder than the ones that come after. And then the third one and such, like they got progressively easier as the franchise has gone on.
Also,
but still a hard game.
We also kind of glazed over the fact that they introduced Eddie in Mega Man 4. Will randomly give you a power up in the middle of a level.
Well, actually, that guy's got 3 different names because in the game he was what they called him Tip Top,
Flip
and
Top,
in the manual or Flip Top, and in the book they called him Tip Top.
Why?
Yeah, this character is the only Mega Man character that has 3 different names. Most Mega Man characters do 2.
Gang localizations.
Anyway.
But you could basically just, if you don't like the power-up he gives you, just leave the room and come back. If you don't pick it up, he'll do it again until you get what you want. But,
Yeah, he usually never gives you what you want.
But either. Aside from that, like, Mega Man 5 and 6 specifically would drop energy chunks as item drops.
And you right. could... But how many times would you get to him, like, get to Eddie, and you're, like, low on life, and the only thing you want is health? It gives you weapon energy. Motherfucker, I'm gonna kick your laugh.
Also, 5 introduced the Mega Tank, which was basically renamed as the Super Tank in 7, but it would refill all your health and all the weapon energy that you spent.
Basically, this is your key to winning every Wily level ever.
I don't know. They don't give you that many in the game.
No, I mean, I'm sorry. Like the boss fight, like the boss from rush. There on, like yeah. Wily is never really hard again because of that. I mean, as simple as that. If you're hurt, if you're losing to him, if you're not playing well, oh well, click that button. All health, all weapons recharge. Let's go again.
But, anyways, I think weapon tanks weren't introduced until 7. I'm not sure about that. There might have been weapon tanks in 6, but... They think they stripped the Mega Tanks and made Weapon Tanks instead. But they made it easier to get Energy Tanks, so the point was kind of moot.
Yeah.
But, that's Mega Man's 4 through 6, and its various ports.
And these were, as far as the quality, I'd say these are kind of the weaker of the 6, basically.
Yeah.
For me, the quality is kind of like the skill level has always gone down from 1 through 6. Well, from 4 through 6, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Like 5 wasn't as fun as 4, and 6 wasn't as fun as 5. Even though, but well, 6 was really like kind of the easy game in the mode because, like you said, like how overpowered the rush parts are.
Mm-hmm.
Those parts are just absolutely ridiculous. Like, oh, I don't have to fight anything, or I could just beat everything to death.
But, We'll see you again next week when we're talking about Mega Man 7 and 8.
Yeah, I'm going to have to
along with Mega Man and Bass.
It's been a while since I played that one. I remember Pirate Man. Mm-hmm. Damn it. I got that on Game Boy. I need to on Game Boy Advance. I'm going to have to go back and play it.
Do you want to include the Game Boy entries with or should we do that separately?
Well, I think we could probably do the Game Boy entries because there's only one of them that's really unique. Mm-hmm. The first four just basically let's rip out some robot masters from the game and make you play that, whereas five was like, let's make a unique story and a completely different, you know, I mean, not a completely different game, but you know what I mean.
So we'll go with that.
A new Mega Man story.
But until next time, see you guys later. Bye-bye.